In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Blessed Baptism Sunday for everyone. And today we read the miracle of the Lord Jesus Christ opening the eye of the man that is born blind. The church chose that Sunday to give it the name Baptism Sunday, because just as this man received his sight, through baptism we receive enlightenment, and we come to the true knowledge of Christ. I just want to give a little bit of context. The gospel that we read in Maharda today is the gospel of John chapter 9. To just have a little bit of context and understanding, I want to go back again to chapter 8. In chapter 8 is when the Lord Jesus Christ is in the temple. Now he is in Jerusalem and he is in the temple. And he is sitting there in the temple and he is preaching to the people. And then the Jews and the priests, they come to him and they start challenging him. And they get into a debate with him, and he says to them, "Your father Abraham saw my day and rejoiced." And then they said to him, "You're not even 50 years old, and how can you say that you know our father Abraham?" And then he says to them at the end, "Before Abraham, I was," right? So referring to him being, you know, one with the Father before all ages. And at that time, now all the priests and the Pharisees, they get so angry with him, and they take out a stone, and they are ready to stone Jesus, right? And then as Jesus, at the end of chapter 8, it says that then Jesus just passed through them. For his time was not yet. And then when he passed through them, he left the temple, right? Now I want you to pay attention with me for a little bit. Jesus is coming out of the temple along with his disciples, okay? Now, this is the interesting part. As they're coming out of the temple and they're walking, they see this man that is born blind. Now the temple is kind of like towards the center east of Jerusalem. Like if you look at the map of Jerusalem, the temple is towards the center east. And as Jesus exits from the gate of the temple, right, then he meets this man that is born blind. And then the disciples with him, Rahu Sa'alu, they ask Jesus, "Walulu a question, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" This man that is born blind actually resembles all of humanity. The man that is born blind resembles all of humanity. كل البشرية. All humanity up in the time of Jesus, and in fact not even up in the time of Jesus, up until today, all humanity is born blind. كل الهيومانيتي is born blind. Now the question comes, why is humanity born blind? Are they born blind because of their sin or because they inherited the sin? Now we get into the whole topic of original sin, and that's a big topic, and we don't want to talk about it here because one day we should, but we don't want to confuse people. But is the man born blind because his parents sinned and he inherited the sin of his parents? Farah Jesus said, "No. It's not because he's born, not because he did a sin." Because if you think about it, a baby that is born blind, when did he even get a chance to sin? Now, is the baby born blind because his parents sinned, and now the baby is being punished for his parents' sin? Bardo doesn't make sense. Yani, wala this makes sense, wala that makes sense. But what makes sense is it's genetic, okay? And this happens, صح? That because the parents now carry the gene of being blind, a child is coming to be born blind, not because the parents sin, as he inherited the actual sin, and not because he himself sinned. But this whole entire thing is going to show us the glory of God. I want you to imagine this. I want you to imagine Jesus Christ coming down to earth, leaving the temple, leaving his temple in heaven, okay? And he's coming down to earth. And the angels are with him. The disciples are the angels. And the disciples or the angels are looking at humanity. And all of humanity is a born blind. فبيقولوا له يا رب, who sinned? Humanity, this person or that person. And he says, this is for the glory. I am coming to give them or to restore again to them their sight. Okay, so he sees this man. And then the first thing that he spits on the ground and he makes clay. صح? Which is the same substance by which he created the first man, Adam, right? So now God is recreating or restoring the creation. And he makes clay and he anoints the eyes and then of the man born blind. And then he tells them, go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which means scent. And then the man goes and then he receives sight. And then all of this. He still doesn't know exactly who it is, who he is that opened his eyes. Until he gets into this debate with the Pharisees and the priests. And then finally, at the end, he meets Jesus. And then he comes to believe in Jesus and to worship him. Okay. So I want to take this to talk about the three steps of receiving sight. Not to say that يعني, we don't have the sight. But we all need to keep our sight checked. عارفين through time كلنا كده ايه we start not seeing so clearly, okay? So we all need to go through these steps, the process through which we can receive the full or the true enlightenment. The first step which this man did is the step of obedience. Something that we all struggle with. In obedience in what? يعني somebody comes and he makes clay and then he puts it in your eyes and he says, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. Now, do you guys remember where I said the temple was? The temple, I said, is in the central east of the city of Jerusalem. Where is the pool of Siloam? There is the valley of Cedron, which comes out from the south gate of the temple. The valley of Cedron, Wadi Qadron. This is where, towards the end of it, is the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus used to pray. And by the way, the valley of Cedron is the valley through which they used to dump the blood of the sacrifices. Okay? So I want you to imagine like a river of blood, okay, flowing from the south gate of the temple through that valley, a river of blood. This is the same place where Jesus went and he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. And at the end of the river of blood is a pool called the pool of Siloam. انتوا واخدين بالكم دي pay attention. I know it's a little bit of imagine يعني the graphic description, okay? So the temple here in the center east, and then beneath it is the valley of Cedron, a river of blood, and all the way at the south is the pool of Siloam. واحد born blind, somebody born blind. You put clay in his eyes. And you tell him, walk all the way to the pool of Siloam and wash your face there. Is it an easy task to be at? Very difficult. But the first step is obedience and submission. Something that we all here struggle with. We struggle with it, dealing with our parents. يعني مرة مره يعني a priest was telling me if you ever want to get your kids to do something tell one of their friends. فبقول له tell one of their friends. قال لي اصل هم they're gonna listen to everybody under the sun except the parents. The parents دول اخر ناس they listen to. Okay. فقول له هيسمعوا their friends but they're not gonna listen to you. Okay. So this was an advice given to me one time by a wise priest. Okay, tell one of their friends and they will listen. We struggle obeying our parents. We struggle obeying in our workplaces, our bosses, right? We struggle obeying our father of confession. ده بالذات يعني ايه مش مهم. خالص يعني the advice اللي he gives us is one that is very obsolete and outdated and is 2000 years old. يعني it doesn't apply to today's خالص. We struggle to obey. But look at the fruit of obedience. The fruit of obedience, the mish to give you victory, or the to make beasts submit you. Yesterday, I was visiting my brother, and he was showing me pictures of his trip to Thailand. فلقيته, he's sitting كده in a cage with a tiger. كويس؟ واحد ايه بيعمل كده على التايجر؟ فبقول له هنا بيل دون التايجر مش يعني how is this؟ قال لي they're drugged. قال لي they told us all these tigers are drugged. التايجر وحتى one of the pictures he took the tiger is yawning. Okay, he's like مسطول. Okay, he's like tiger is so high that you can even stick your hand inside his mouth. ومش he's not gonna do anything. Okay, now this is one way to submit beasts. This is one way to get beasts to submit. But I'll tell you a different way. Not too long ago was the feast of St. John the Short. St. John the Short, that one, there used to be a mountain lion that lives there in the desert that bothers all the monks. And one time the abbot, Amba Bimwa, he said to St. John the Short, I want you to go grab the lion for me and get him here so we can give him a good beating so he can stop bothering our monks. So St. John the Short, he goes and then he sees the mountain lion. He واخد معاه rope كده, small rope. Not a strong one that you would tie a lion with. And then he sees the lion, قال له, come here, I have to take you to Amba Bimwa. And then he ties the lion with that rope and he says, come here. And then he takes the lion and then he goes to Amba Bimwa. So Amba Bimwa, when he saw the obedience of St. John the Short, he didn't want him to be struck with pride. يعني ايه, I'm subjecting beasts, يعني I'm capturing lions وكده. قال له, hey, what is this? I tell you, bring a lion, you bring a dog. So St. John, he looks at the lion, قال له, you turn out to be a dog. I thought you were a lion. Okay, go. And then he takes, and then he loses him. Do you see the power? Do you see what kind of power and authority that we receive just by the simple virtue of submission, obedience? وإحنا بنقول يا رب, why aren't we receiving our sight? Why aren't we able to repent? Why aren't we able to overcome this sin or that sin? But yet the simple task of obedience and submission مش عارفين نعمله. Okay. طيب. The second thing. He told them, go and pull and wash in the pool of a Siloam. Siloam, which is meant what? Sin. Now remember, pool of Siloam is all the way at the south where they dump through the valley of Cedron, where they dump all the blood of the sacrifices. Human sacrifices, all of them, they resemble who? Who are they referring to? Christ, صح? So all this blood is symbolic of the blood of who? Christ. So blood of Christ, wash, at the end there is a pool of Siloam, Siloam water, right? All of the sudden, what do we see in front of us? Water and a blood. Okay, go and wash, water and blood. He goes and he washes and he receives sight. And it says that the pool of Siloam meant what? Means what? Sent. Sent. Who was sent to redeem mankind, and who was sent as the light of the world, but the world did not comprehend it? Who? We're talking about Jesus here. Okay, go and wash in the blood of Jesus. Okay, go and offer repentance. بصوا, a lot of times we try to wash in different things. هقول لكم a story. أنا, I am new to this whole glasses business. I never used to wear glasses, but apparently after 50, I become blind, okay? So, يعني I start not being able to read, حتى even in big font if I have, so they got me glasses. So I wore the glasses. And then شوية بشوية my glasses are getting foggy, صح? So one time I'm sitting in my office, I'm being smart, فلقيت my glasses foggy, I wanna clean it. I don't know how to clean glasses. فلقيت قدامي hand sanitizer. Okay? فقلت ده very good. مش ده بيسانيتايز, let's sanitize the glasses. So I put hand sanitizer on the glasses and I rub it. And then all of a sudden I'm looking in it and I'm seeing clouds وحاجات بقى جميلة يعني. I'm like, oh my goodness, apparitions. I'm having apparitions. So, and then it turns out that I ended up removing a film from the glasses, very expensive glasses يعني. I don't know how much a doctor gave it to me يعني as a gift, but anyways, so I, يعني expensive glasses, so now I'm seeing cloud. And then I went to the doctor, I tell her, doctora, I'm very sorry, but the glasses are ruined. And then she looks at me and she says, Abuna, did you try to clean this? And I said, yes. And she said, what did you use? And I said, hand sanitizer. That's for your hands, not for the glasses. You completely remove the film. There is a special solution to clean glasses. And there is a special solution to clean your souls. Right? إحنا, a lot of times, we have a sin and we want to clean it. كل اللي نعمله إيه؟ نقعد ننفط كده. Cover up. عارفين لما يكون ايه واحد smells bad, somebody smells bad, ويروح يرش شويه برفيوم, بتبقى حاجه يعني زفت خالص يعني يبقى انت كده ايه يعني عفانة على برفيوم بيطلع ميكستشر غريب جدا intolerable. اوكي, you don't smell good, you take a shower, مش هتحط برفيوم. اوكي, so the same exact concept. اوكي, you have a sin, you repent and confess. مش cover up. Go to the pool of Siloam. We are all here in the pool of Siloam. Okay? Go to the pool of Siloam, and there only, through the blood of Jesus Christ, where you can receive the true repentance and when you can receive the true enlightenment. احنا we're 2 weeks والصيام هيخلص, 2 weeks and Feast of Resurrection is coming. يعني 75% of the Lent خلص. Do not let the Lent finishes before you wash in the pool of Siloam. Do not let the Lent passes before you come and offer true repentance and confess so that God may wipe away your sins and restore your sight. Don't do the mistake by trying to mask the sin by some hand sanitizers or some perfumes, okay? These don't wash, these don't clean, okay? Only Jesus' blood clean. So the first thing, on the first step was the step of submission and obedience. And the second step was the step of washing. Now the third step, really, really important. Believe. Believe in Jesus that can grant you your sight back, that can restore. Believe in Him. Believe in God when He forgives you your sin, that your sin is no more. There are people that come and repent and they confess and they do everything, but yet they walk away and they continue living their life doubting. Have I truly been forgiven? Will God give me a place in heaven? Does He really still love me? All these are doubts that haunt us because of our past mistakes, because the devil doesn't want you to believe. See, this man received his eyesight, but the devil being impersonized in the chief priests and the Pharisees, قاعدين sitting in front of him, challenging him over and over and over, that no, this is not real. To the point that they started doubting that he's the real man that was born blind. They wanted to affirm, they called their parents. The parents said, yes, he is, but we don't know how he received the sight. They brought the guy back, investigated him some more, and then some more, until the guy was fed up with them alone. Wow, this is a marvelous thing. This is a marvelous thing. It's really weird how after all this, you still don't believe. Believe in Christ that can restore your vision. Believe in Christ who can truly wipe away your sins as they have been no more. Three steps. نراجع كده تاني quickly. The first step is the step of A, submission, صح? Or obedience. And the second step was the step of A, washing. And the third step was the step of believing. May God grant us all to receive our spiritual sight once more, and glory be to Him forever. Amen.